Well, I guess immediately right now we're getting used to the new order level competition rules. When agencies are using GSA schedules and IDIQ contracts, we're experiencing more order level competition. It's not a big deal. It's just everybody's getting used to the new rules, and some people are enforcing them and some aren't. So sometimes it's hard to know what to expect from our government customers.
Is that inconsistency as big a problem as the actual adjustments themselves, or is the inconsistency not as hard to deal with?
It's the inconsistency because you never know what to expect. And the inconsistency is, of course, to be expected because it takes a long time for people to get trained and for operations to standardize on new process. So we're always in a phase of, some people do it one way and some people do it another. You know, it's not like flicking a light switch.
Are you seeing more consistency in the way that acquisition professionals are being prepared to deal with these things?
I think we're seeing it probably more on the defense side because, you know, they have so much more resources going to acquisition education. I heard our congressman last night say that the DAU employs 700 people, the Defense Acquisition University, whereas the FAI, the Federal Acquisition Institute, only has 7 employees. Legislation this year will hopefully fix that, but we see a wide disparity of expertise, knowledge, capability, professionalism from one agency's contracting shop to another.
My friend Mark Amtower said you were talking about the supply chain and the integrity of the supply chain this week. Is it reasonable, in your view, for agencies to be holding companies responsible for things like selling counterfeit parts? Is there a balance there somewhere that is maybe different than what we're experiencing now?
Sure. Well, here at MX Group, we represent hundreds of companies, and each of them is concerned about counterfeit goods. Industry in general shares the same concern as government. No manufacturer wants counterfeit goods even to exist, much less enter a big customer supply chain like the federal government and potentially wreak havoc, right? So we're all in this together. We're all trying to figure out, though, how to plug the leaks, as it were. Congress has passed some statutes in the National Defense Authorization both this year and the year before. We still do not have implementing regulation, and a number of us are working really hard to try to figure out what would be the way to create supply chain assurance, secure the supply chain for different kinds of items from electronic hardware, you know, to intellectual property-based software.
One of the consequences of selling counterfeit parts to the government would be suspension and debarment. Do you expect to see a lot more suspension and debarment in the coming year, not just because of counterfeit parts, but overall? It sounds like Congress wants to see a lot more.
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure what Congress thinks. I know that some member of Congress asked GAO to do a study on the practices of agencies around suspension and debarment. GAO released a very interesting report in August and then later testimony on the Hill in October, identifying the differences in culture and practices agency by agency as a function of the amount of suspension and debarment actions in those places. It highlighted a number of agencies that have done a lot of it and some other agencies who haven't done much at all, and recommended that those who don't use that tool as much look at changing their culture more in line with those who do.
A lot of companies are going to be looking this year at everything as a service. I mean, we have software as a service and pretty much everything. Is there a business model that you see companies getting successful with around selling subscriptions and as a service to the federal government?
Well, it's still something of a Wild West in that regard. We certainly don't have, procurement law or regulations around these new computing models and how these things are being sold. So we're seeing lots of different permutations. The challenge with everything as a service, so to speak, is identifying the basis for the contract action and the basis for determining whether or not the customer is being well served and achieving value for their money. So you know, we're kind of all in this together. It's not happening as fast as some might say or think, but at the same time, we're doing it. Agencies have bought utilities and telecommunications as a service, paid for them by the drink, so to speak. So we do have models.
Can the everything as a service go too far? Are there things that may be sold as a service that shouldn't be at some point in time?
Well, I think that's possible. I guess I would go back to the legal principle of inherently governmental.
Uh-huh.
What is inherently governmental relative to information and security and so on? I know that some folks in the government are wrestling with this. What how much should be provided by the government folks themselves? And so that gets into the conversation of governance and as it pertains to cloud, private cloud versus public cloud and so on.